In response to grand jury recommendations following the fatal police shooting of an African-American man last summer, officers with the Pensacola Police Department are now receiving implicit bias training. In this report, an introduction to the man behind the training and what he's trying to accomplish.
It's not just about race, it's not just about gender.
Dr. Cedric Alexander says the training he's providing covers all areas of diversity.
It's all those things. It's sexual orientation, it's religious beliefs. It's what make us a diverse community, diverse country. And the whole point of it is that it raises our level of awareness around differences.
Alexander is a Pensacola native with 4 decades of law enforcement experience. He's been back in his hometown for about a year now. Since his return, he's been appointed to the District 3 seat on the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, and he's been hired to provide consulting and training for the Pensacola Police Department.
We wanted him to help us.
This is Mayor Grover Robinson discussing Alexander's hiring at a recent media briefing.
He's worked in a number of different communities in law enforcement, and he's also worked not only in the police force, but he's also worked on the administrative side that's been in charge of the police force. So he brings some experience that we thought was very good.
Alexander's positions have ranged from chief of police in Rochester, New York, to a stint with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security overseeing security at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Along with a Ph.D. in clinical psychology, it seems he's the right man for the bias training he's been asked to conduct. He says the first phase of this training is to define the difference between implicit and explicit bias. Explicit bias, he says, is more overt, conscious, and deliberate.
But the implicit bias is the one that oftentimes trips all of us up, because all of us certainly do have some type of bias towards something and may not be aware of it.
Currently, Pensacola police officers are receiving 2 hours of classroom training on implicit bias, including instruction on the science of bias. The goal is for officers to become more aware of their biases so they're able to apply what they've learned when they go out in the community and hold each other accountable.
The whole idea is for us to maybe be there with each other. If we go to a call for service and he noticed something about my behavior that may be off, or my interpretation that may be off, then we have a shared responsibility for him to be able to say to me, hey, Cedric, hey, partner, did you think about this? Did you see that? You understand what I'm saying?
In addition to training the rank and file, Alexander has been conducting executive leadership training with Chief Tommy Leiter and his upper management team. And he says there's more training to come.
Because with good leadership training, I am the role model. I set the example. I come into a roll call room and stand here as a sergeant, lieutenant, as I talk to my men and women, and when they get ready to go out on the road, what the expectations are. And that is dictated through my attitude towards the community in which we work and towards all of us that work together in those communities. So that becomes hugely important.
Alexander's law enforcement philosophy generally can be found in President Obama's Task Force for 21st Century Policing final report, which he helped to compile as a member of the panel. He says it's a good roadmap to best practices, built on 6 pillars, beginning with trust and legitimacy.
One of my greatest missions is to make sure I'm trying to continue to build that trust with the community I'm interacting with. But that road runs on a two-way street, right? But the community also have to be willing to support, have to be willing to be there with their police departments, because it is a joint mission.
Restoring the Pensacola community's trust is one of the objectives of Alexander's work. In the aftermath of the July 5th fatal police shooting of 28-year-old Tamar Crawford, who was black. But on the question of whether this new training will prevent another such incident,
I cannot say that. No one else can stand here and say that either. But what we can hope for is that through this training, it does, along with everything else that we learn, helps us to wholly be more efficient in the way that we do our job, to be more aware in the way that we do our job, and to remind ourselves that training is so important to everything that we do.
Currently, officers are only required to complete a 2-hour course. Meantime, Alexander plans to work with Chief Leiter to build into the department further opportunities for bias training and feedback, which he says should be ongoing.
We have to constantly be moving in the direction of elevating and role modeling where it becomes behavioral. And once it becomes behavioral, it becomes second nature to us, just like muscle memory does in firearms training.
Aside from implicit bias and leadership training at the Pensacola Police Department, Alexander has been asked to help Mayor Robinson establish a Citizens Advisory Committee. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.